More than 5,000 dead. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, in the catastrophic 7.8 magnitude earthquake that struck Turkey and Syria, followed by dozens of strong aftershocks. Rescue teams, including volunteer white helmets using heavy equipment to excavate some of the thousands of collapsed buildings. This survivor's account, relayed by a translator.
My wife and I grabbed our kids and pulled them towards the entrance of our home. A wooden door fell on us, which saved us.
The U.S. is sending aid and specialized rescue teams. The EU, Israel, even war-torn Ukraine offering assistance. President Biden yesterday defending the way his administration dealt with the Chinese spy balloon.
Saying he wanted to shoot down the balloon at the first available opportunity. And that, in his view, is exactly what the Pentagon did.
I told the Defense Department I wanted to shoot it down as soon as it was appropriate. They concluded we should not shoot it down over land. It was not a serious threat, and we should wait till it got across the water.
But critics, many of them Republican, question the wisdom of waiting to shoot down the balloon until after it had flown right across the United States and over several sensitive U.S. military sites.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt, Tennessee Republican Congressman Mark Green says the president got bad advice.
This was an invasion of United States sovereign territory, our space, by a Chinese spy balloon. The general officers who advised that that thing not be shot down should be fired.
Residents of East Palestine, Ohio, waiting for the all clear so they can go back home from yesterday's mandatory evacuation orders. Emergency crews late in the afternoon used a controlled detonation to burn off vinyl chloride, a toxic chemical in a railroad tank car that was part of the train that derailed on Friday night. The state is monitoring air and water quality. America is listening to Fox News.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The president offers his State of the Union message tonight.
President Biden may highlight the passage of things he asked for in his last State of the Union, the CHIPS and Science Act, and a version of Build Back Better known as the Inflation Reduction Act. White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein told Fox News Sunday.
The gas price, which is such an important price in our economy, down $1.50 from its peak in June of last year, and that means real breathing room.
But many might expect he begins on a foreign policy note after the U.S. military shot down a Chinese spy balloon that traversed the U.S. this past week. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton told Fox News Sunday.
Let a spy balloon complete its spy mission before we shot it down, I'm afraid, is an embarrassment to the United States.
In Washington, D.C., Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Border Patrol agents will testify to the House Oversight Committee today in its investigation of the administration's border policies. New York's Mayor Eric Adams has lifted the coronavirus vaccine mandate for New York City employees. Uniformed Firefighters Union President Andrew Ansbrough wants NYFD colleagues who were dismissed or took early retirements to come back.
We are calling on all New York City firefighters that were let go and that want to return to work to call the personnel office immediately and start the process.
Mayor Adams says about 96% of the city's workforce is considered to be fully vaccinated. He says the mandate did its job. It wasn't just a sugar rush that some Michigan school kids got sharing a classmate's lunch.
We tell our kids to look both ways before crossing the street, and we warn them to not talk to strangers. But now a new warning. Don't eat your classmates' cookies. Students at the Carter Middle School in Warren, Michigan, falling ill after eating cookies and gummies their schoolmates gave them, the treats containing THC. The school superintendent says four students were identified as having handed them out, pledging that all will suffer severe discipline consequences. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.